Welcome to Glad News for Muslims, a ministry to motivate, encourage, and equip believers and churches to love all people and to communicate the good news of God's love and salvation to all, including those who practice Islam. One out of every four people living in the world today is a Muslim. The Muslim population doubles every 20 years. Muslims are growing rapidly in Europe, Australia, Canada, and America. In fact, in Southern California alone, there are 1.5 million Muslims. With more, here's your host, Sammy Tanago.
Hello, welcome, my Christian and Muslim friends. Today's topic is a continuation to the topic we started last program. And I want to start by mentioning that the Quran in Surah 4, verse 171, it stated, I am quoting, Christ Jesus, Al-Masih Isa, the son of Mary, was a messenger of Allah. Jesus alone is referred to as Al-Masih, the Messiah, in the Quran. Well, we agree that Jesus Christ is the Messiah. And we can use this truth that is written in the Quran that Jesus Christ is the Messiah to guide our Muslim friends to a higher truth that they don't know. Because truth to be taught can be learned easier through truth already known. So they know this truth, that Jesus is the Messiah. So we can use that to help them understand truth that they don't know. So we can share with our Muslim friends that it is very interesting that the Quran gave Jesus alone the title the Messiah. The Old Testament in our Bible contained many inspired prophecies of one glorious Savior who would one day be sent by God and would be called Anointed One, the Messiah, Daniel 9, verse 25. These prophecies in the Old Testament were written hundreds of years before Jesus Christ came to earth. And we can open our Bibles and share with our Muslim friends and acquaintances. Look, we have a prophecy through the prophet Isaiah about the Messiah's mission on earth. Isaiah 53, and I am quoting, but he was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. The punishment that brought us peace was on him, and by his wounds we are healed. We all, like sheep, have gone astray. Each of us has turned to our own ways, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. Wow! Isaiah 53, verses 5 and 6. The predicted Messiah is a divine person. In one of the prophecies, the coming Messiah is given divine names. I am quoting Isaiah 9, 6. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. This is Isaiah 9, verse 6. And the phrase Everlasting Father means that this child to be born is eternal. and will have the heart of the perfect father toward his people. Wow. The prophet Isaiah also foretold that the coming Messiah would be called Emmanuel, which is a Hebrew name, means God with us. As it is written in Isaiah 7, verse 14. Let me read that verse to you. The Lord himself will give you a sign. The virgin will conceive and give birth to a son, and will call him Emmanuel. The fulfillment of this prophecy is recorded in the gospel according to Matthew, chapter 1, verses 21 to 23. My Muslim friend, it is very clear in the Bible that Jesus is the Son of God and the Son of Man. We did not call Jesus the Son of God. Jesus called himself the Son of God. Let me give you just one verse right now. Jesus said, all things have been committed to me by my Father. No one knows the Son except the Father. And no one knows the Father except the Son. Matthew 11, verse 27. See also Matthew chapter 26, verses 63 to 64. Jesus also called himself the Son of Man. He used these titles to make evident his humanity as well as his deity, which indicates that he is the Messiah. And I will continue this thought next program, but before we run out of time, we must do the most important thing. Dear Heavenly Father, we love you, God. We love you because you give us in the Bible strong evidence and reasons for our faith in Jesus Christ, that he is our only Savior. God, I pray for my audience, and I speak to you now, my audience. If any one of you never put his faith or her faith in Jesus, that he is your Savior, today is a good day. My Muslim friend, all you need to do is just say, God, I repent of my sins. I don't want to live in sin anymore. I don't want to live far from you anymore. I don't want to disobey you anymore. I want to live according to your perfect will. God, I believe that you sent Jesus to die to pay the penalty for all of my sins. Jesus, come into my heart and make me a child of God. Thank you, God, for Jesus. In Jesus' name I pray. My dear friends, if you prayed this prayer, you became born again. You need to find a good church that teaches the Bible so you can grow and understand the Word of God. And God, I pray for the rest of my audience that you will motivate us, God. You will equip us. Equip your church, God. Equip my church. Equip the churches that my audience go to share Jesus effectively with Muslims. God, I pray that you will use me and use my audience to help multitudes of Muslims spend the eternity with you. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen.
I have a coworker who I can consider somewhat of a friend, who is Muslim. We talk here and there. I'm not as knowledgeable as I should be about the Bible. I would love to be more knowledgeable and try to help him because I'm concerned. But it's hard to answer some of his questions concerning the Old Testament and the New Testament. I had given him a Bible, so I don't know, you know, hopefully he still has that in his house.
Okay, we do have a fellow here in our church who is an Egyptian, and he probably knows more about the Muslim faith than what they know. He's very, very versed in the Muslim religion, and he's written a book titled God Loves You, My Muslim Friend. And many Muslims have been converted after reading this book. So I would suggest that if you want to give your friend something that would really help him, because it takes the Muslim beliefs and it sort of takes the Bible and shows comparisons and so forth, I would highly recommend that you give him this book by Sammy Tanaho, on God Loves You, My Muslim Friend.
I have to tell you that God guided me to write the book, Glad News, God Loves You, My Muslim Friend, to answer questions Muslims usually ask about our Christian faith and to present Jesus in the most understandable, convincing, and attractive way to Muslims. God used the Glad News book to help thousands of Muslims become followers of Christ. You can read many testimonies on our website. Please buy as many Glad News books as you can. Keep one of them. Give one to your pastor and the others to the Muslims you will meet through divine appointments. I encourage you to believe that when you take actions and invest in our ministry, God will use your life to help so many Muslims spend eternity with Him. To order, call 714-514-2558. Again, 714-514-2558. God's grace with you. Dear brothers and sisters, my dear audience, if you have any questions, don't hesitate to contact me. Remember, I am here to serve. God's grace and love and peace with you. Peace. Salam.
You've been listening to Glad News for Muslims with Sammy Tanago. For more information about the ministry, visit gladnewsministry.com. You can also call 714-514-2558 or write Sammy, S-A-M-Y, at gladnewsministry.com. This program is sponsored by Calvary Chapel, Costa Mesa.